USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Health officials are watching for a new variant of the coronavirus closely. The new strain that was first noted in the UK and South Africa appears to be more contagious than previous forms. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it doesn't appear that current vaccines are any less effective against that new strain. He tells CNN that U.S. health officials will be ready to adapt as the data evolves.
Our British colleagues have looked at it. We're looking at it intensively now. Does it make someone more ill? Is it more serious virus in the sense of virulence? And the answer is it doesn't appear to be that way. The other issue is that does it escape the protection that's induced by the vaccines that we're currently using? And according to our British colleagues, that does not seem to be the case. Having said that, you take something like this very seriously, you follow it very carefully, and you make whatever adjustments you need to do based on the data as it evolves.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
There is hope that U.S. brokered efforts to improve relations between Arab countries in the Middle East and Israel can ease tensions in the region in the long term. Israel established new diplomatic relations with Bahrain, Morocco, Sudan, and the United Arab Emirates in 2020, something Israel hopes to continue. Former Israeli ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, hopes that the next administration will continue down the foreign policy path that President Trump has laid out. He tells Fox News that everyone has felt the benefits of improved relations.
I hope that the president-elect will continue with the momentum, because it's good not only for Israel and not only for the moderate Arab country, it's good for the U.S. The U.S. gained a lot of respect in the region when they led the peace initiative, when they built a coalition of modern countries that work with the U.S. against the aggression of Iran.
Danon also hopes that the Biden administration will not rejoin the nuclear deal with Iran, urging them instead to apply more sanctions instead of trying to appease them. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
We heard from the officers with the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department Sunday who were the first to respond to the Christmas morning bombing. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Unbeknownst to them, officers like James Wells put themselves in harm's way by parking close to the RV that was playing an audio message warning that a bomb was going off and to evacuate the area.
Right across the street, we pulled up. And then when we heard the announcement, Toppin was like, is that the vehicle in question? And we wasn't saying yes. We immediately hopped in our cars and bagged out.
Officer Michael Sipes was right there at ground zero moments before the RV exploded.
Didn't know at the time. I was almost directly across the street from the RV. I moved up the street a little bit. We started making plans to get into the buildings, start knocking on doors.
Officer Amanda Topping remembers it vividly.
That's just stuff that I'll never forget. You know, the sound of the announcement saying, you know, primary objective is to evacuate now.
The three officers, along with James Llewellyn, Bretta Hosey, and Sergeant Timothy Miller, have been called heroes by the police chief and mayor.
In late NFL action Sunday, the Green Bay Packers rolled the Tennessee Titans 40-14. The Dallas Cowboys kept themselves alive in the NFC East race with a 37-17 win over the Philadelphia Eagles. After Washington's 20-13 loss to Carolina, the Cowboys and the football team are now tied atop the division at 6-9. And the Seattle Seahawks clinched their first NFC West title since 2016 with a 20-9 win over the LA Rams. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.